so much to do, so much to learn and see. Then the weekend comes, a time to relax and have a today and Sunday. Let's sing it. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Hey guys, I'm having a lot. How many days are in a week?
No, there are two.
No, there's five. I think you add the two and five.
And you have?
The 7 days in a week we this, and you can always count on that.
Where's the band?
So much I'm doing, I'm learning, I'm living. So many people I have yet to meet. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Monday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Look with the new Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 7 days in a week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 7 days in a week. Seven days. 7 days in a week. Seven days in a week. Seven days in a week.
I need seven.
7 days in a week.
Seven days.
That was a song of Bikini Brothers. Where could my helmet be, Polly? Back in that corner? I already checked there, but I'll look again if you say so.
You still haven't found your helmet, Jack?
No.
Must be playing sync with you.
Well, if it is, I'm not enjoying the game. I give up. You can come out now, helmet.
Did you look in your room?
Yeah, I've looked everywhere and I can't.
Okay, I'll help you look. I can tell you're getting frustrated.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
frustrated.
Spelling, please.
F-R-U-S-E-R-A-T-E-D.
Definition, please.
Adjective. Unhappy because of inability to achieve one's goal or purpose. Synonyms of words that mean the same thing are discouraged, thwarted,
out of my way,
or foiled.
Curses, foiled again.
Sentence, please.
Well, I'm frustrated, but it's not safe to ride my bike without my helmet. So, I'm gonna keep looking. Sure gonna feel good when I find my helmet and put it on my head.
Beautiful day, sunny outside. Get out the bike, go for a ride. Fill up the tires and the water bottle. There's one more thing to do. You've got to put your helmet on your head, put a lid on it, your brain's inside. You need every little bit of it. Put your helmet on, strap it on tight. Every single ride, if you fall off your bike, the helmet goes crack. That's okay, cause your head's intact. Put your helmet on, strap it on tight. Be alright.
Kid says, man, that's just not cool. You talk like that, you're just a fool. I met a lot of heads, but I never did meet a head as hard as the street. You've got to
put your helmet, put a lid on it, your brain's inside. You need every little bit of it. Put your helmet on, strap it on tight. Every single time you go fall off the ghost crack, that's okay, cause your head's intact. Put your helmet on, strap it on tight. Everything will be alright.
You've got to put your your helmet on, it shows your smart cause your head from park. A helmet is the thing that's gonna protect that itty bitty bumper sitting on your neck. You can buy new shoes, new clothes, you bet, but the brain between your ears, that's the only one you get. Our colors and sizes, they look so fine. I
got dinosaur stickers on mine.
Everybody's wearing them everywhere you go. Your teacher and your doctor and old Aunt Flo. Tommy, Terry, Joey, Jerry, Peter, Peggy, Sue.
Don't forget Dad.
He's got brains too.
Put your helmet on your head. Put a lid on it. Your brain's inside. You need every little bit of it. Put your helmet on.
That was a song from Bill Harley.
Gee, Jack, this is a mystery. It's like your helmet evaporated, vanished into thin air.
I know. I wish it were safe to ride my helmet because I really want to go for a bike ride.
Well, unfortunately, it's not. Wearing a helmet is just as important as having the right tire pressure.
Right.
I think my tires could use a... Have you seen the air pump?
Yeah, I know right where that is. Here you go, Steve.
Thanks. There. As I was saying, wearing a helmet is as important as having the right tire pressure and properly working brakes.
And reflectors, too.
Ever a reflector works? The answer can be found in everyday science. Reflectors at night, and thus a lot safer. As the name says, reflectors reflect. And reflection is what happens when sound, heat, or light waves hit a surface, bounce off, and spread out. To see how this works, let's go for an early evening ride. Right now, we're sitting on the back of this bike, just over the reflector. This particular reflector is made up of a circular piece of metal chrome, which is good for tossing light, and it's curved, so that light is more focused. The metal served with orange transparent lens, all sorts of angles carved into it, and that lens works to spread light. Here comes a car. Watch what happens when its headlights hit our bike's reflector. First, the light travels through the colored lens. It bounces. And as it passes back through the colored lens, the angles return the light back toward its source, which the driver sees as a round orange circle, a positive reflection of the bike just ahead. Well, thanks for today and being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's national education program, Making Make Sense.
Beginning to look like I won't be able to go for a bike ride today. I don't know where else to look for my helmet.
Yeah, we've searched everywhere.
Riding her bike, or... Whoa, should I say trying to ride her bike?
She looks pretty wobbly.
Oh, no.
Let's go over and see if she's all right.
Susan, are you okay?
Oh, hi, guys. Yeah, I'm okay. Thank goodness for knee and elbow pads.
And helmets.
Yeah.
Do you know how to ride that thing?
Not really. Last year I broke my leg, so I didn't learn to ride my bike when you guys did. I don't quite have my balance yet.
But soon you will.
Yeah.
You just have to keep trying. Uh-huh.
Well, I hope you're right.
I'm 9 years old, and I still can't ride a bike. Everybody in my class can ride a bike. The kid next door can ride a bike. Even my 5-year-old can ride a bike. Everybody could ride a bike. Except me. I mean, I can sit on top of a bike.
When it's not moving.
And I can steer a bike really well.
When it's not moving.
Yeah, I could even pedal. I could do all those things better than anybody. It's just that moving part that always gets me. Picking up speed, you know, whizzing by houses, feeling great.
Round and round,
don't fall down.
Round and round,
don't fall down.
Round and round,
don't fall down.
Wow, I'm gonna do it. When, as usual, I get scared. And then I wobble. And then I plop. And as I wipe that my face and pull a piece of grass out of my nose, I always say to myself, if I can't ride a bike now, what's going to happen to me when I'm...
The future.
I'm 40 years old, married, and I've got SIDS. It's 12 o'clock, and my own two kids want to go to bed because they're sick and tired of trying to teach me how to ride that same two-wheeler banana seat bike. Come on, kids, just one more try, please.
No, Dad, we want to go to...
Am I ever going to be able to ride a bike? There it is, the end of my street. If I could just ride my two-wheeler to the end of my street, then I'd be happy. Look, there's a blue mailbox right on the corner. If I could just reach that mailbox, yeah, I could do it. Okay, I'm on the banana seat. Yeah, hands on handlebars, foot on pedals. Let's go! I'm picking up speed. Yeah, whizzing by houses. Feeling great.
Round and round.
Don't fall down.
Round and round.
Don't fall down.
Round and round.
Don't fall down.
Wow. I think... Oh, no.
Heard.
Wobble.
Plop.
Oh. And as I watch my right by me, I always say to myself, if I can't ride a bike now, what's going to happen to me when I'm... old?
The future.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on location at 92 North Regent Street, where 105-year-old Lou Del Bianco will make his final attempt at riding a banana seat bike to the end of his street.
That's right.
Well, Frank, tell me, what do you think are Del Bianco's chances this year of reaching that blue mailbox?
Well, Fred, let me tell you, if Lou can avoid the old scared and wobble problem last season...
That was one from Lou Del Bianco.
Hey, look, I'm staying up. I'm not falling down.
You can do it, Susan. You can do it. Oh, you okay?
Yeah. You know, I do all right when I ride in a straight line. Yeah. But when I try to turn, I lose my balance. It's disappointing.
You're doing fine.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Maybe bike riding just isn't my thing.
Well, hey, the only way to learn to ride a bike is to keep trying.
Yeah, you're sure to fail if you don't try. Isn't there a quote that goes something like that?
Come to think of it.
The quote of the day is...
You may be disappointed if you fail, but you are doomed if you don't try. Sills.
I remember riding my bike. I fell down a lot before I really found my balance.
You did?
Yeah. Falling down is part of the process.
You've got to learn how to fall before you can learn to fly.
Set your sails. Demarcation wind prevails. Before you set your sails, drift in the breeze. Born, it's the same old story. Ever since the world began, everybody got the runs for glory. Nobody stop and scrutinize. Nobody stop and scrutinize the plan. Nobody stop and scrutinize the plan. You got to learn how to fall before you learn to fly. A tank to tell a lie before you learn to fly.
from Paul Simon.
What are you doing this afternoon?
Well, we were planning on going for a bike ride around the neighborhood, but...
I can't find my helmet. Yeah.
We've looked everywhere and can't find it.
Well, you couldn't have looked everywhere. It'd be somewhere.
Where? I've searched every inch of the garage.
Yeah, I mean...
Maybe you were looking in the wrong garage.
What do you mean?
Well, there happens to be an extra helmet in my garage. And it's covered with... I was wondering when you were going to come and get it.
My helmet! I must have left it that day it started raining and I walked my bike home. All right, now we can go for a bike ride.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Well, have fun. I'm going to keep practicing so I can go with you soon.
Well, good luck.
Yeah. Thanks for finding my helmet. Yeah.
Bye, Susan.
Yeah.
See ya.
Hey, I'm not falling. I'm staying up.
Walked out the door in my nice clean clothes.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. Then I fell down and broke my nose.
Oh no.
I missed the bus, had to walk to school.
Oh no.
I was an hour late, that's
oh no.
Don't give up. Tomorrow's gonna be another day. Don't give up, it's gonna be a better day.
So Steve, like, what happened when you got to school?
I'll tell you. Walking down the hall, I heard a crunch.
Oh no.
I accidentally stepped on my lunch.
Oh no.
And in gym class, I chased the ball.
Oh no.
Get it, get it, get it, get that ball.
I turned around and I hit the wall. Ow!
Oh, that's right.
Don't give up. Tomorrow's gonna be another day. Don't give up. Gonna be a better day.
Stephen made it home where the following events took place.
Sitting on watching TV.
Oh no.
What are you
doing? Couch potato.
I thought the guy on TV was talking to me.
Oh, no.
How you doing?
No, no.
He said, Steve, you've won $1 million.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's
no
pretty
way.
Good, actually, you know.
And then he said, I'm just joking. Why don't you go get your father?
Oh,
I don't get it.
What do you mean?
Come on, everybody.
Don't give up. Tomorrow's going to be another day. Don't give up.
Oh, no.
Tomorrow's a better day. Don't give up. Tomorrow's gonna be another day. Don't give up. Tomorrow's gonna be a better day.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Best bike ride we've ever taken.
Yeah, when Susan learns to ride her bike, she'll have to come with us.
Clubhouse phone.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse.
Hello, it's Marvin Mayfair here with my beautiful wife, Matches. And today's our wedding anniversary.
Wow, congratulations, Mr. Mayfair.
Are you in love, Stephen?
Well, I don't think I'm really old enough for that yet.
No, no.
But I do love riding my bicycle.
Yes, yes. Well, you see, Batches and I are bound by love. That's right, Mitch.
Well, we don't really have a present to give you for your anniversary, Mr. Mayfair.
Oh, well.
But here's a song from the band and John Hiatt to help you celebrate this very special day.
Bound by a love that lives, bound.
That's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like WNER in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
If you'd like to listen about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,324.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it. Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese. Lunch.
Ride a bike.
No. Takes lots of practice. I'm gonna get one of those bicycles with a banana seat. A bar. And a horn.
A horn?
Yeah. A horn.
This is Bird Note. Biggest threats to birds is the decline in biodiversity due to habitat loss. And the traditional manicured lawn isn't helping. Visit backyard feeders, like these black chickadees, need a healthy mix of seeds, berries, and insects, often found on the native plants that we villainize as weeds when they grow in our lawn.
We have more than 40 million acres of lawn in the U.S., which is the size of New England, and that's an ecological deadscape.
That means one of the easiest ways to protect your home is to grow native plants, says Tal, who co-founded an organization called Homegrown National Park to help people transform their lawns into havens for wildlife.
I'd love people to stop looking at their yard as an isolated ecosystem. It's part of a neighborhood, and somebody's got a sunny spot down the street but no trees. Okay, that's where the pollinator gardens go. Somebody's got a giant oak and is overspreading 2 or 3 yards. That's great. That's going to provide a lot of resources for many of the houses in that yard. So look at your neighborhood as an entire local ecosystem and see what the total resources are.
Native plants is a small step forward.
But imagine if everybody did this. This is why we call the Homegrown National Park movement a grassroots call to action.
To learn more about Homegrown National Park, start at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Remmel.
We're from the Kiwassa Preteen Spring Camp. You're listening to C90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby, Mass.
The dolphins and the mermaids, the jellyfish too, they tell
tell stories in bubbles that pop. The sun sets on the ocean, but they never stop. Tell us a tale.